I have been button pressing.
You've been, yes, but have you pressed the button?
Well, I've been pressing many buttons, but this one is mine, and it says stop recording.
How long
and
have
this
you been
one
recording?
Is mine, and this one is mine, and this one is mine.
What, are these all on my computer? Wait, they are. They are on my computer. All of them. I have been hoarding buttons. That's right. I've been Monty the whole time.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait. This is the wrong campaign. Right,
if you
have fun.
Want to meet, if you want to meet the Sith, Monty, this could be arranged.
But should it be?
Probably not. Probably not.
Monty could probably make a deal with the Sith.
It depends on the Sith. Some of them are more honorable than others.
Yes. The deal made might depend on whether or not Zeely is there.
I mean, also some of them are more squishable than others. So there's plenty of room for...
I found that most Sith and Jedi are incredibly flammable.
You might be surprised. There's all the times that I get the flamethrower people blowing flames at me in the game, and it doesn't seem to actually mess up my hair very much. Anyway, you press the button, right?
Yes, I pressed it when you asked me to.
Okay, good. Hi, this is Beth doing GURPS Wars, a homebrew Star Wars GURPS game with Crash and Ellie and Eo. And we're currently doing the Sith Accountant Apprentices. Apprentice Sith Accountants. That goes better. Who have been derailed from the adventure that they thought they were going to have into a somewhat different adventure that has a lot more scorpions and weird birds in it. So, what happened last time?
I declared war on all cacti.
I don't have cacti. They have, like, spiky thorn bushes that occupy a very similar niche to tumbleweeds.
They're millennial
a
cacti.
A weird bird sat on my head.
And my
and
arm.
And screamed about.
Mm-hmm.
And screamed foos.
Foos.
And it's resist- not entirely bird.
Mm-hmm. It's more bird now than humanoid, although it may have been humanoid.
It's
you see,
resisting.
now you can't right. call me a bird person anymore, because we actually have bird people. And I'm not one of them. I'm a Sith.
Not one of them, not with that attitude, surely. From what we've learned, they're accepting new applicants.
Were yes, and I don't intend
you a
to
bird
be one
person?
Of them. Yes.
In the way that Intuxa is our people person.
Oh.
Because Intuxa's right. the one who gets along with others most easily. I rub people the wrong way, and you've cut off a few arms.
A lot of people are more cooperative once you demonstrate the ability to cut off arms.
And the fact that I agree with you is why I am also not our people person. Meanwhile, I'm assuming we had this conversation on the walk over here, and the other people going with us are horrified.
And, maybe Tad. Maybe
and this
Tad.
Would have been while I was still taking whoever was last in line because we're starting to fall behind and using telekinesis other to move them to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we wouldn't lose ground. Like mm-hmm. talking about, oh, yes. And I agree that that was useful that you just cut people's arms off on occasion. Like, oh, and by the way, yoink. Ran is not the people person in this group.
Indeed. Indeed. It's tragic, really.
No, no, it's not. Rand doesn't want to deal with people.
So, you get there. Oh, right. The other thing that we should probably be reminded is that when Intuxa tried to mind trick the foos bird,
it won.
The spulture, it won. It barely.
Very inconsiderate.
And the sort of will that you got from it was a will that you would normally have associated with something a little more sapient than it is acting. But
well, it's actually acting quite sapient. It just can't talk.
It's also perhaps not very bright.
I'm surprised it has vocal cords at all.
Anyway, you traipsed over. You got to Rufu. Rufu spread his arms wide when he saw you all trailing in, footsore and weary, and said, "Welcome, welcome, I've got food on the table."
In fact, how is it making the F sound? It doesn't have lips.
Foos, foos. I can do it without my lips.
It had, like, instead of a beak, it had, like, the front end of a skull.
Mm-hmm. Foos.
Like it didn't even have the bird equivalent of lips, which is not much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Perhaps it has weird lips inside its mouth somewhere. You haven't actually, you know, pried its mouth open to examine it. It'd be kind of horrible if it had the lips on the inside.
We all know it would never be horrible.
Well, it didn't murder me, but I appreciate that you went to check.
Thanks, you should.
Why don't the three of you go inside, the five of you go inside, and I'll do a perimeter check, just to be sure. We met a strange character on the way out here.
We are strange characters, but I see what you mean. Don't have fun without us.
I assure you, you'll be the first to know.
We get a postcard from Antux that says, "Wish you were here." I look at the address. It says, "Just outside."
I was going to say Droman Kaas.
That's certainly where Hantuxa wishes that everyone was.
What, you don't have an emergency shuttle?
Excuse me. I'm going to have a Sori's reaction to Utashi moment. If you're like, I had an emergency shuttle the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, you were having so much fun. I didn't want to spoil it by letting you know there was a way off this planet.
Antuxa is still maintaining the illusion that she is reliant on her king.
Okay. She has been pretending to limp the whole way over.
Yes. Although, seeing how she navigated some of the obstacles on the way here, given that critical success on the survival role, Maisha puts a slight lie to that.
True, although some of that critical success probably means that you were able to make it look like you were finding, you know, the easy path because, well, you've got a cane, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, naturally.
Naturally.
Also, our conversation and the fact that I was force-yoinking people every 30 feet or so may have distracted them.
That's also true.
Yeah. I mean, you were boosting other people over obstacles here and there, so they probably assumed that you were boosting Antux as well.
I shouldn't have actually made the full circuit without asking if I saw anything.
Give me a perception roll.
Gladly.
Just made it.
Slightly less gladly.
Sure, I'm not targeting anything. I don't want target.
Stay on target.
You do not. You are not detecting anything. Flicker, sit your butt down. Sorry.
You detect flicker.
That. Yes.
There is a flicker in the force.
There certainly is, who is trying to turn circles on the arm of the chair that I'm at and step on my laptop in the process. And I apologize for using a slightly rude, at least if you're a grade schooler, word. You'll have to clip it later.
Clipping is what you do if you're going to have it repeat multiple times without a context.
Oh, all right. Well, snip it, clip it, whatever. And took to detecting disturbances. You are detecting, made it by one. You're detecting the echo of disturbances, if that makes sense. There's not a disturbance here, but perhaps there was earlier, or might be later, or something. No one is using the force right now, maybe. Or maybe they're using it very quietly, or they used it very loudly once upon. It's hard. There's something a little weird, but it's not horribly weird just now. Rand, perception. What are you attempting to perceive with your six success? Plus, made it by six success.
Well, as much as this Rufus seems like a nice guy.
Oh, yes. He's a wonderful guy. He's bustling back and forth and making sure there's food on the table and asking questions about how people are doing.
My work associates, a strange space vulture, and a random Zabrak who approached us in the desert all seem to think that we shouldn't trust him further than we can throw him. Now, my telekinesis other role is quite high, so that means I can trust him more than everyone else, but that's besides the point. I'm looking for any reason why I should be suspicious. Anything that looks out of place. If I'm going over the top, like there's a trash can where a label that says definitely not coffee, this is poison, don't drink, is in there while he's preparing a cup of coffee for us. But like,
if you're offering to help with bringing more food out to set on the table from the little kitchen area, a lot of the food has not been prepared very expertly.
He took the oatmeal packets and the water, but he put either too much water in, so it's a slurry, or not enough water, so the maple and brown sugar powder is just like crusting into clumps.
I can help.
Yeah.
Do you want a hand?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You youngins, you young people, you can certainly help. Good to know that you're here. Yeah.
We live to serve.
Sen, cooking, made it by two.
You gave me the skill and I'm going to roll it.
Well, yeah. And, yep, you can actually turn this stuff. I mean, mostly he seems to have been trying to follow written instructions on things that have them and digging out, like, canned food and just sort of you give this to people with spoon, right?
Remember, you heat the can before you open it. That seals in the flavor.
Seems a bit difficult.
That's not me saying it. That's Homer Simpson.
I see.
Okay, that's fair.
It might be Rand saying it be a pill.
No, if Rand is afraid that if he says that out loud, then Rufu is going to actually try it.
It might be concerning indeed.
Sen would understand that it's a joke, or at the very least, just look at Rand and say, no.
And Tuxa, vision roll made by five, hearing made by nine. You're still patrolling out there?
Yeah, I'm going to make another pass.
All right.
And this time I'm going like out to the edges.
Around the very edges of the property, so far on the edges that they are not actually on the map that was provided, there seem to be some more of those weird stone bone edifices. Yeah. Artwork. Yeah, right. It's an art project. The kind that you found over by the house in the other one that the Wade and company were staying in, apparently. So they look a little hard to tell how long they've been there. A critical failure detecting disturbances.
Yes, my force falls off.
Yes, your force falls off. One of the further away patches of darkness flares in a disquieting and somewhat upsetting way, and your brain is going, no, that's too far away. It's probably not actually anything to do with you, but also your brain wants to fixate on that and nothing else nearby.
Okay, well, then I'm going to get away from it.
It's pretty far away. This is like one of the further ones that you were aware of. It's maybe something over by the spaceport. If you
I'm
going to
take a point of fatigue, too.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. So, and while you hear with that previous made by nine, is possibly off in the distance something is screaming. There's birds circling up there. One of them might be the stupid, terrible bird.
Well, if it is, trust me, I'm keeping a weather eye. Well, the property seems clear of, well, miscreants and rapscallions anyway.
Good what do you know. Mean, Good we're here?
Know. What, you're miscreants or rapscallions? Which one?
Depends on what's required.
Well, that's fair
I prefer enough. To think of myself as a mountebank.
Bank on a mountain?
Yes, let's go with that.
Yes. Well, so tell me what happened. You had a train wreck, right?
Among other things.
Yes, it seems there was an explosion on the train.
Oh, tell terrible. Me about it.
I'm
terrible. Tell me about it.
I am,
get hurt?
I am not staring. I'm not staring at Buck when this conversation happens, but I'm definitely staring at Buck when this conversation happens.
He is sitting in a chair, foot sore, tired, and trying to look very, very small. And like, you know, he's just this person. Just this person.
One of the benches came loose and fell on me. I was nearly crushed to death.
Really? Ah, there are a lot of blood and stuff. You need any bandages, right?
Oh, no, I'm fine. The doctor over here had an issue with his ankle, I believe. But how is that feeling, doctor?
We just hiked for most of the day across the desert, ma'am. It feels about like that.
Yes, I understand.
Elevate it for a while later after we've eaten, I'll be much obliged.
By all means, there's a sofa in the next room. I know, I was sitting on it the last time we were here.
Oh, were you? Were you? Oh, didn't. You were? Says Rufu.
Oh, yes. Quite comfortable.
Oh, well, that's good. Good to know, good to know. Never know what other people find comfy. But, no, here. Eat up, everyone. Tell me more about the wreck. What happened? I mean, how much damage was there?
Oh, quite a bit. I think none of the livestock survived. Some of the cargo may be salvageable, but there was quite a bit of a water leak.
And
some alcohol as well.
Yes, there was a follow-up explosion in the car that had the alcohol. I doubt anything in there was salvageable.
Oh,
is anybody else in there?
Yes.
Several creatures.
Yes.
Creatures?
It's okay. You wouldn't have wanted to meet them, I'm sure.
Sorry, Ran, you missed your detect lies by one.
I don't know if Antux is telling the truth now. That's not why I made the roll.
Meanwhile, I'm afraid the front windshield of the, what do you call it? The car where you drive
the engine.
The train from. Is that the engine these days? I'd have thought that was a more distributed system. Anyway, the windshield of the engine does need to be replaced. It was somewhat damaged in the crash by the chief engineer who, shall we say, made quite an impact.
Ah, you're a funny one. I like you.
Oh, yes.
Excellent, excellent.
Everyone here can tell you. I'm delightful.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are, lass. Sounds like it. Good sense of humor.
Oh, yes.
And Tuxie here is the life of the party. Whichever party you prefer.
Life of the party, or, you know, well, no. Never mind my jokes. They're just not funny. Nobody laughs at my jokes, but nah, you got good ones there. So, where were you headed from, and where were you heading to before it blew up?
Oh, we'd been contracted by the Empire to stop the Huts complaining about a delivery, I believe.
Ah, that's Huts for you. They complain about everything. Everything.
Well, that does seem to be the case.
Must say, looking forward to what happens when they get their comeuppance, but, well, that'll be a day. That'll be a day, don't you think?
I do. I imagine my colleague Sen has something to say about the eventual fate of these. Well, let's just say there are certain practices that don't sit well with them. Anyway, she lifts up her cane and wiggles it a little bit. I am going to go sit down.
Yes, yes.
Please enjoy your meal.
Did you need something?
No. I was just commenting on how there are certain practices of the huts that you dislike. But
well, huts, you know, what's there to like about them?
Indeed. And we will deal with that when we get to it. In the meantime, I'll just be over here.
One moment. Let me just...
So, while I'm in the kitchen, may I make a search roll? Wow, I may not make a search roll.
There's a horrible crash as your critical failure in a search roll brings down a whole shelf of assorted cooking stuff on top of your head.
If I may, I was going to be going into the kitchen to see if Sen needed help. Well, that was the reason I would give. But is there a chance I might catch this as it's happening and try to at least mitigate this?
Give me a roll and roll high. Just click 3d6.
Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah. No. You come in just as the crash is happening.
You know, I feel Ron. Upset that this is a roll low game and I had to roll high.
I was giving curses. A reaction. I want you to do a reaction roll, a universe reaction roll. For reaction rolls, high is good for the PCs and low is bad for them. I think this is it.
I don't contest this. I just think it's funny. Anyway.
It's one of the very few times.
Io was interjecting something.
Sen looks up from a pile of cans and goes, hi, Ran.
Well, at least none of them was filled with blood. Let me give you a hand with that.
Yeah, that is a plus.
It's actually, none of these are filled with blood, are they? You've been opening things. I haven't been. I'm saying this as I'm picking them up.
We haven't found any blood.
Well, not with that attitude.
So, you know, cautiously optimistic.
Oh, good. Because I can, you know I'm going to use telekinesis other to try to expedite this.
I mean, I
use telekinesis other to expedite this. Unless the cans... Seven. Unless the cans are rolling a contested roll against me.
No. Inanimate objects generally do not contest this roll.
Look, this is your campaign. I felt I needed to point that out, just in case you wanted me to roll. We did spend time in a house that wanted us to believe the floor was dirt.
This house does not seem to be making you believe anything. Either that or it's so good at it that it looks exactly like what it wants to look like.
This house wants us to believe that it is a fort.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a question. How defensible is this fort compared to the place we hauled everyone from?
Most of the windows are fairly sturdy, transparent. Okay, they're plastic. Panes. There are shutters that go either on the inside if they are, you know, properly built in that you can't, you know, if you want to block out the light, then you have to put them on the inside. Some of them have shutters on the outside that, okay, you can, you know, this window's on a hinge. You could actually open it inwards and pull shutters to and fro. Most of them are all open to let light in. The walls are actually pretty sturdy. This place looks like it's been here several years at least. And even though it's very much patchwork and, you know, transport container walls, whoever did this actually was decent at building things. Decent at scrounging and decent at, well, some equivalent of carpentry. There's, you know, the floor is floorboards and some of them are very dubious, but they're like not falling through. They're just patched up and maybe you don't want to actually step on this part here too much. It's It's certainly a place. It's probably not something that people could batter their way through. There are so many windows. You don't like all these windows. Not all these windows look like they're as sturdy as you'd like them to be. And there's only the one front door. This place is not up to OSHA fire safety, but then a lot of Sith's architecture isn't up to any kind of OSHA, because why would it be? You people all levitate or have danger sense. You don't need railings. Some of the windows you could go out of if you needed to.
Yes, well, any exit is also an entrance.
Mm-hmm.
This place has a disconcerting number of first floor windows for a fort.
Most of them are sturdy and don't open. Probably. Unless you have a lightsaber.
Also, I'm amused that the recording is going to have a lot of sounds because Jen has logged into Mastodon and is boosting all the out-of-context quotes I posted today. So as you're describing this, I'm just hearing blink, 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 blink.
It's a coffee filter. There's an ancient coffee machine in here somewhere.
Oh, thank goodness. Lifeblood, my beloved.
You're not quite sure where it's getting power. Well, power cells can last a long time. Maybe it's blinking. Maybe it's unhappy because it's low on power.
The Force has provided. I will not question this. I will question how long ago the beans were roasted.
Beans? It's sort of a ground up stuff. They were probably roasted, no more than 10 or 20 years ago.
So keeping in mind my opinion of MREs being former military, mm-hmm. I am going to say that I still consider that coffee to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. It's a desert environment. It hasn't been able to, grow horrible additives. It's nicely desiccated, clearly. Just add water.
Or put it in your mouth and chew if you don't have plenty of water nearby.
Indeed.
It's what they did in the Civil War if they couldn't build a fire to roast their grounds.
You chew your grounds up. Yep.
Yep.
I mean, gotta get your caffeine somehow. And Tuxa is busy meditating.
Failing.
Well, at least you're getting some, you're being off your feet a bit. They are kind of sore. This has been a lot of walking. While you people have been in the kitchen or going and resting, Rufu has been asking the others about their trip, where they came from, where they're going to. Have the Hutts been executing people recently? Has the Empire been executing people recently? It's certainly a fascinating topic, and and more about the critters apparently and what happened and where, that you had to go out and the train car got entirely exploded. That's awesome. That sounds spectacular. Did they all burn up in there? He seems to really like hearing the gruesome parts.
And then one of the creatures with the bows had the bad taste to explode. I only dropped it from a height twice.
You did, huh? Fascinating.
Yes, apparently they're carbonated. Got its gore all over our friend Sen here. Someday, I hope they forgive me.
I see. You think those things are got more of them around?
Oh.
May I want?
I dare not hope we've seen the last of them. That is.
I see.
That is why we thought to come here, with the hope that your fort is more defensible than the location we were at before.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. We got a good, sturdy house here. What do you think?
Well,
ain't it grand?
It's well constructed for the space that we're in. Lots of light, which is a little worrying if they happen to bring anything with them strong enough to smash through a window. What does What's the second floor look like?
Oh, go on up, go on up. Don't worry about it. My room's locked. You can go on up, take a peek, get some, you know, see what's up there if you want. Sure, no problem, no problem. It's around the fireplace and in that other door there and up the stairs.
You're too kind. My worry is that these things have claws and are quite able to climb.
Now that's a thought. Just have to be careful about that, don't we?
I don't tiptoe past Entuxa while I notice they're meditating, but I don't try to stomp.
So, let's just preload that for the moment. And you two are going up the stairs. Entuxa, you just going to sit there for a while and eavesdrop or meditate?
Yes.
Okay, I will. Mind if I fill you in on that later?
Yeah.
Okay, going up the stairs, let us activate the upstairs.
Wonder Map powers, activate.
Indeed. There is an upstairs here. You go up the stairs. The stairs are okay. They're a little creaky, but they don't seem too fragile. I mean, you wouldn't really want to go pounding on them or anything, but they're fine. There's makeshift stools and chairs and tables and such on the little upstairs. What's the landing room? There's a door to the south, map south anyway.
It's amazing how versatile a 5-gallon bucket is these days.
Okay.
It's an end table. It's a chair. It's a toilet. It's whatever you want it to be.
But is it full of blood? There's a little hallway. There's a door to the south of this room, and there's a little hallway that comes off of the landing with a couple of doors off it, and there's the great big fireplace that's the centerpiece of the house, basically.
And I can see through the wall briefly.
You can see through the wall.
This little corner right here, I can see directly south of me.
I will fix that.
In a little wedge shape.
Not anymore, you can't.
Ah, but I've already revealed that part of the map, so you have to renew our Fog of War.
There's only a little tiny edge of it there, so is that a problem? I don't care.
It's not a problem for me, but if there's
how much do you see? All I see is a little...
Give me a second here. Copy that. Okay. And that's another chirp that's getting into the recording, but chirp. That's fine.
Chirp.
Because Firefox will chirp when you make a screen capture. That's all.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Don't care.
Okay.
It's not like you saw monsters or anything.
Yet. Good news, everyone. I found the Tarrasque. Every planet has one. This is one of those instant Tarrasques. You just add water.
Or if you don't have any water, you can sort of chew on... No.
One of my favorite recent out-of-context quotes was, if you don't have your own Tarrasque, store-bought is fine. And EO and I both flipped out at the same time for different reasons.
A Tarrasque store.
Anyway, off of the hallway there that has the doors to the north is a long room that it has three beds in it and assorted makeshift tables and cabinets and places to put your stuff, TM.
Well, that's something.
Mm-hmm. And that door is locked.
Maybe Entuxa won't have to sleep in an armchair.
Oh, that would be heaven for her, I know.
Let's see.
I appear to be in a study.
The library. I'm just going to make that there.
How much of a library is it really? Or is it air quotes library because there's a book?
There's actually a number of things that might, in fact, theoretically be books. Just put this little... Come on. Why can't I move? Never mind. So there's some pamphlets. There's some things that have been, you know, flimsies that have been bound together with string. There's some things that look like they're, you know, actual old books, like, you know, well, Entuxa would probably be more familiar with books like this. So
I think the temple had some.
Yes, you there are book. Yeah, there's some real books that Sen would recognize as, wow, old. Some rolled up things that think they might ought to be scrolls. They're not scrolls. They're just stuff that's rolled up. Data pads. Some of them
book,
might even work.
This book here says it's for word processing for WordPerfect 5.0 and 5.1. It's the latest edition. Wonderful.
There appear to be some flimsies around that look like they're supposed to be some kind of newspaper stuff. There's a whole lot of essentially what a hut would make for a wanted poster. You know, pictures of people who are, you know, returned to.
Did they get Rufu's good side?
Rufu isn't in here. If you go, most of them look like they're, well, not human. Have you made me one, a search roll.
I would also like to help with this.
Okay.
I just made it.
Sen made search by 7.
I'm helping.
You are. You are definitely helping. What the criff have you found under this? This is some weird non-Sith, non-Jedi force tradition. Well, either that or it's like what somebody is trying to sell as a force tradition. Thick tome with... Is this real leather? It might be. It might be pleather. How many pleathers died to make this?
My
bound book of force techniques and magic spells.
My first question is, with Sen making the roll by 7 and me just making it, does Sen not point it out and then just inwardly count until I find it as a measure of how much better they are than me? That's the first
question.
That's
up to Sen.
Yes.
That is up to Sen.
Well, yes, I am very much aware that it's up to Sen.
Or start going.
No, Sen will point it out, though, possibly by pulling it out and beginning to rifle through it.
That works for me. And the second question is, what does Rufu need with a book on force rituals? And why does this book here talk about giving a god a starship?
That one seems to be some kind of entertainment fiction or something. The thing that Ran was probably distracted by finding is a lot of bound up wanted posters, essentially. You flip through them, and some of them are crossed out. Some of them have check marks on them. Oh, look, here's one for Buck. Buck with, like, completely shaved hair and marks on his neck that were probably from a shot collar.
I'm pocketing that one.
The amount on it for return is extremely low, frankly. It's insulting.
Do I recognize anyone else in any of these?
None of your companions. Give me an IQ roll. Yeah, give me an IQ roll. And how much did you examine the corpses in that little makeshift larder that you found all the corpses in?
I don't think I was examining any corpses.
You are not noticing anything in particular, recognition-wise. A lot of them are Twi'leks and Zabrax. That seems to be the... You know, there are very few humans in these.
Resisting the urge to ask Sen if anyone looks familiar. You can't just assume all Twi'leks know each other.
Up to you. Sen, you're flipping through this. This book that you've got has, okay, these mostly seem to be things that are supposed to extend life and heal injuries. And there's a whole bunch of handwritten notes in it.
I'm going to ping Antuxa on the comm.
Yes, dear.
I think I found some reading material.
Oh, delightful.
You might want to take a look.
It's right up your alley.
What have I been hearing?
Oh, right. Okay. Mostly you have been hearing that Rufu just really loves finding things out about places. And then he loves finding things out about, you know, have there been any murders around? Because it seems like, you know, just all this desert might make people prone to it. Have people been going out and exploring, and do they come back? Do they get themselves killed in horrible ways? He is not quite that blatant. Quite.
But it's easy to make the inference.
It is very easy to make the inference that he wants to know about the towns that everyone might have been at, the ones on the planet. He wants to know who's running them and how well they're doing. He wants to know, he asks things about, are there a lot of slave escapes? Because huts do this. They keep slaves and they're jerks. He wants to know what the huts are doing about it. He wants to know if there are crimes. He wants to know what's going on. He wants to know if things are, you know, bloody. Are people being executed publicly for crimes?
We need to get this guy a TV.
Yeah, this guy really would be...
And really a bunch of action movies.
Yeah, he'd probably like those. He does seem to have a gory frame of mind. He has not threatened anyone. So that's good, but the others are kind of uncomfortable here and there, and Buck is being real quiet and just real, real quiet. Mostly it's Kenzo. He starts asking, doctor stuff, and he wants to know all the gruesome, funny doctor stories, which, honestly, Dr. Kenzo has a fair amount because, well, you know, the time that horrible parasites burrowed into a hut's tail and he had to get them out, that kind of stuff. That's hilarious.
Gotcha. All right. I will start heading upstairs then. I am going to try to be quiet, but not particularly hard.
You missed by six. Your stealth by six.
Yes.
The stairs creak. Yeah. And this one creaks. I figured this might happen. And this one creaks. Are all these stairs creaky?
But, yeah, I'll come upstairs.
All right. I will place your counter on the map.
Like Ron, I'm not really trying to be stealthy. I'm just trying not to stomp.
You're just creaking up the stairs normally. Okay, you make it up the stairs. Ron, are you heading back down the stairs? Or are you going to hang around with Antuxa for a while?
I'm going to see how Antuxa's doing first. And
okay.
If there's plot that's going to happen up here, then we can resolve my going downstairs to have a conversation thing later.
Okay. Antuxa, you see, presumably, what you can see here, which is there's a landing that turns into a hallway, and there's an open door to the south. You can probably see Sen standing there paging through. Oh no, that's an ancient-looking book. I mean, not ancient, but it's a book. It's not a nice, clean data pad. It's probably dusty. Mm-hmm.
Makes you want to take a glove off and poke it.
Or just the opposite.
Well, with the headache I got from outside, the meditation wasn't doing me any good. What is this thing you found?
Ben, you're the one with it. Do you want to explain?
Apparently, it's some force tome, usually talking about healing and longevity and stuff, and someone's made a bunch of notes.
Is it now? How interesting. May I?
Of course. And Sen hands it over.
All right, I'll page through it. Not really being terribly, like, I'm just sort of trying to get an impression of what's on the pages rather than, like, read it.
Give me a research roll to do a quick go through.
Okay.
Made by four. You're flipping through it. These are rituals that appear to be primarily culled from a darker force tradition. It is not necessarily ancient Sith traditions. Some of them look like they are quite possibly completely made up. I mean, from your point of view. Some of them look like they're at least close. Some of them look like they might actually work if someone were trained in rituals. There's other stuff interspersed. It's primarily focused on the healing, the longevity, stealing life force from other people, stealing life force from animals, stealing life force from living beings, you know, like plants and bugs and stuff. Summoning things with the life force that you've stolen, summoning things that were mostly dead, imbuing dead things with new life, blah, blah, blah. It's very concerned with life energies, basically, and all kinds of weird stuff that someone might think it was plausible to do with them. Some of it looks like it might be bad translations of things that are, well, that your parents would have been going, ooh, this is lovely, let's stick this under the bed and never let anyone else see it. Make friends, influence people, and steal their life force.
Indeed. Okay.
As Crash wrote elsewhere.
Hmm.
And there are notes on it. The notes on it seem to be things like impractical, stupid, who believes this, interesting, should try this. Does it only work for Jedi, etc.? They right. seem like somebody who's been interested in them, but has not been succeeding very well in making any of them work. You know, maybe works. Feel better. Yeah. Stuff that's circled, stuff that has a line drawn through it. Someone has been marking up this book. Your parents would probably draw and quarter them.
Oh, no. My parents would be delighted. Evidence of actual use? Invaluable.
Psychometry. This has been in the hands of a human, a bearded human, impressions of someone who looks a fair amount like the person downstairs who is asking all those questions.
I'm going to actually wait a moment and try again.
All right. Oh, made by 9. The person who has been handling this most recently is indeed someone who at least physically looks like the person down below. Without, however, the clay and darkness overlay that you would have associated from shaking that one's hand earlier, the day before. The book has been under something, taken out, put back underneath, things written in it. Prior to this, it has gone through several hands. You get the impression of a hut gloating over it and patting it. You get the impression of some lizardy alien species that was transcribing all of this into it. And, you know, that it's not a handwritten book, but you can actually feel the press of the letters against the page. It's not quite a crit success here, but you get impressions that this was actually made, you know, with hand printing, you know, the letters put onto it, bound in, you know, inked over, pressed into the page. The pages were bound. If you were to see that lizardy species that you've not really seen before, you'd probably recognize them.
You feel the despair of the students who were assigned chapters 2 through 8 in this book for homework the following morning.
Pretty much. You can sense the hand, that minds have pored over the instructions here and have not written notes in it and regarded the book as valuable. Occasionally you feel the imprint of minds that were in fact capable in the Force and may have gotten more out of it than whoever's been writing all of these notes. The person who's writing the notes, you're fairly sure, is not had a Force breakthrough.
Okay. Is it the same person as the person who looks like Rufu?
Yes. Okay. That's the person who was marking this thing up. These are very recent markups.
It used to only be $9.99.
And on that note, we've been playing for about an hour.
We should take a break. And I have to put something in the dryer, too.
Yes.
In three, two, joke's on you, I recorded before three.
And action. So, Sen, you found a book and took it. You found a book and you psychometried the book. And first you just made it, and then you made it by a lot.
Yes.
And you get to decide what you're telling everybody else.
I tell them the whole thing. yeah. Whatever you said before, I say to them.
Okay. Presumably quietly enough that the people downstairs do not hear you.
Yes.
Not quite as interesting, but likely still relevant. He's also been collecting portraits. You'll notice this one did not get Buck's good side.
Nor are they offering a terribly high price for his return.
Well, I imagine that will go up if they find out that he's the one who bombed the train.
Yes. It's possible that some of the other people, or former people you've encountered, are in that stack over there as well, but I didn't recognize them.
Would you be so kind as to take the book with you? I would, except, well, in this outfit, I'm afraid I don't have pockets.
I'll leave it to Sen to hold on to the light reading. I'm going to go have a word with Buck.
Do I have a backpack or anything?
I assume that you people had made some backpacks because your go bags were not actually destroyed in the train wreck. So
we were
got them.
We were bringing full desert gear. Uh-huh. I can't imagine that it would be like, and here is 15 tons of things. No way to carry it.
Oh.
Okay, so it's going in the backpack.
Which makes it funnier because Antuxa could have also put it in her backpack. But this is fine.
I have luggage, darling.
yes, your matched luggage. It was fun carrying it to the desert.
I only had the roller bag with me through the desert. The rest of it is, well, almost certainly blown up.
You know what? I'm
great
standing...
tragedy for fashion, but...
I'm standing with this conversation being canon, even though it was supposed to be out of context. I just wanted to reference Spaceballs. Her Royal Highness's matched luggage, she wouldn't leave without it.
Seems reasonable to me.
Anyway, I will stick around and go through the wanted posters and see if there's anyone I recognize in there. But we can do that while Ron does his thing.
Okay. Sorry. Switching back to the first floor, I'm going to just... Sen, you get to decide whether you're upstairs or downstairs, and if you're upstairs, you can stay on the stairs. New text! New text appears on the thing.
I guess I can be downstairs.
I assume Antux is actually still upstairs. Antux is still upstairs. As the text says. All right. You are... Ren comes down the stairs. Creak, 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 creak.
Actually, hold on. No. I have a hammer and a creaky stair is a nail, if I've ever seen a nail.
And what are you going to nail with your hammer?
Can I use telekinesis other to hold the floorboards of the stairs in place while I walk down them?
Yes, but you will basically be taking about a second per stair to go down because levitating a thing that you are on to do more than a slow fall of it.
Oh, I'm not trying to levitate it. I'm trying to hold it still.
You're sort of levitating the thing that you're standing on and the frame of reference for reasons that are extremely difficult to explain if you're not like Antuxa with, you know, a lot of force theory under your belt or behind your back or whatever. It is difficult to levitate the thing that you are on. and you're and holding it still kind of counts as levitating it.
I abide because by the GM's ruling, but I made it by 10. I'm doing this.
Say, that's a crit success.
Yeah, that is, in fact, a crit success made by 10 into 17. Oh, it says 17. I don't think you get to do a crit success on 17. You just made it by 10.
No.
The skill is 17. You rolled a 7.
The skill is 17. You rolled a 7.
I thought it maxed out at 5 as the... Anyway.
It's
you can do it.
Regardless.
You'll have to go down a little
more
slow.
Whatever time you tell me it takes, if you say it's going to take you 5 minutes to get down these stairs without making a noise, I do it because, dagnabbit, I'm going to do this.
It will take you a much shorter amount of time to do so, but you're probably holding the whole stairway in place and then going down before you lose your concentration.
Ran is incredibly pleased with himself.
Uh-huh.
This wasn't a matter of actually trying to be stealthy. This wasn't a matter of, I think I can do this, so I'm going to do this.
This is a matter of showing off your telekinesis.
Unless someone was following Ran down the stairs, Ran was not anticipating an audience.
Oh, Beth, you are technically correct, the best kind of correct.
It's made by...
If you get a roll of 6, then it's a critical success on a roll of on a skill of 16 plus, but it doesn't go higher than that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, critical failures always happen if you roll 10 over your skill level.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So there might be a spring in my step as I walk back into the common room. For reasons that I have no interest in sharing with anyone here, they wouldn't understand.
Indeed. Boink, boink, boink.
Amanda and Buck appear to be fairly quiet at the moment and being slightly appalled, while Kenzo is regaling Arufu about all of the horrible things he's seen as a doctor.
I will have also filled Ran and Sen in on what I overheard while the civilians were alone.
And
you have heard far too much about hut biology, among other things.
Oh, that is fascinating. But, you know, I want to check a thing outside. Buck, do me a favor. Come with me. I need second set of eyes. Yours will do nicely.
Hey, sir. Okay, sure. Sure thing. Sure thing, sir.
Right.
Buck follows you out the door.
Okay. Now, I do want to roll to get an idea of whether or not we're being eavesdropped, but also I don't want it to just be a cover. I do want to be looking around to see, that tree is close enough to that window. That would be a problem. No, that's further away. That's a spot where someone could hide. That's a blind spot. That area is a killing corridor if I've ever seen one, stuff like that.
Strategy? Do you have
strategy.
Or tactics? Did I not give you those? Oh, no.
No, the military guy knows nothing about strategy or tactics. Clearly, he is an officer.
You really ought to have those. So if you have a spare point that you want to put into tactics, then that would be a reasonable thing to add to your character sheet.
I mean, this is incredibly funny that I don't have those things.
Oh, well, if you want to do it that way, then sure. Okay, let's see. You're trying to figure out if you could be eavesdropped on. Go with the IQ roll then, I guess. Made by 7. We seem to be doing this a fair amount. Rolled a 5 out of intelligence 12. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's 2 ones in that.
There are 2 ones in that, and a 3. You would probably feel better going over by the fence that is... Well, it's a fence. It's certainly useful to have one. And if you keep your voice low, you will probably not be overheard by anything that doesn't have incredibly supernatural hearing.
All right. I come over and lean up against the fence with my forearms on the top of it. I'm assuming it's based on the genre this adventure is based on. I'm assuming it's more like a waist-high fence as opposed to a military-grade barbed wire at the top type of fence.
Yeah, it's made of rocks and wood and scraps that, you know, stuff that, that didn't go into the house. Plastic rocks. It's not bad cover, actually. If you crouch down and you had a blaster rifle, then this would not be the worst cover to have.
Okay.
But it's a bit ramshackle now and needs repair here and there. And, you know, Buck will come and lean up against the fence with you and look around careful-like. And, sir?
Buck, for yes, all of the mistakes you've made, it is my opinion that you are not a bad person.
Thank you, sir.
I'm certain that there are some things you've done that are quite horrible, but coming from me, I can't really be the one to judge that, can I?
You say so, sir.
Earlier, I had suggested perhaps changing your means of employment to the young man who happens to live here. The sarcasm driven for the word young is hopefully evident. Unfortunately, well, he had this upstairs, and I hand over the flimsy.
Yes, sir. I'm not surprised, sir. I'm really not worth turning in, Ramesh, sir.
I have no intention of turning you in.
Yes, sir. He does.
I don't want to interrupt.
Just him. Wanted to say he's not acting like he knows me. And I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised that Wade or Axbit didn't mention anything.
I'm not sure he's 100% in control of himself right now.
Sir?
We found a letter at your previous residence where there was a complaint of a leg injury. Rufu doesn't appear to have a limp right now, does he?
No, he don't, sir.
Mm-hmm. Between the creatures that we're attacking and our Spulture friend, there's a lot going on right now that I don't quite understand. But I think it's safe to say, old Rufu or current Rufu, I'm not sure any of us should trust him.
You think he's going to murder us in our beds?
That would be incredibly foolish if he tried. So, no, I don't.
Does he know it'd be foolish?
I think I need to make a roll. How intelligent does Ran think current Rufu is in regards to critical thinking skills when going up against three Sith?
It's hard to say. He has not been disrespectful quite, although hasn't been doing the usual thing that as an Imperial you'd expect people go, my lord, at you. He has not been deferential.
Well, we're in Hutt space.
You're in Hutt space. He doesn't act like he knows the protocol to deal with Sith, but he hasn't been insulting either. He's maybe been a little familiar.
So he's far
been a bit
enough
wobbly.
He's far enough removed from Empire culture. Heck, he's where we are now. He's far enough removed from culture in general. Unless some of that food has been left out for a while, there might be a bacterial culture. That's not quite the same thing, but that might be as close as he gets to cultures. So it's hard to judge, oh, yeah, he's planning to murder us all or anything. The thing that bothers Rand the most is that detect lies isn't working. And yes, you can 100% blame this on the rolls that the player has made every time detect lies has been rolled. That's besides the point. This is the effect of that cause. Look, I don't know what his current motives are, although it's a little disturbing with how into the blood, gore, and violence he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to it. I get that from Sen on a regular basis. But seeing others act the same way, that's a little weird.
Well, he didn't say nothing about his uncle being like this.
Like I said, I don't think this is 100% Rufu we're dealing with. I don't think he's going to try to murder us in our sleep, but we've also been trading watches. Let's not give him an opening.
Yes, sir.
And this is something that is likely going to need to be shared with the others, but perhaps not where Rufu can hear them.
Gotcha, sir. I should, we should, like, when we use the outhouse, we should go in pairs to make sure there ain't things around.
Oh, that is an excellent idea. You have a good head on your shoulders when you care to use it.
Thank you, sir.
Professional skill, watchmaking, clockwork to Antux's sheet.
Well, oh, my. Making watches.
Oh.
You can't hear the clapping, but the recording's picking it up. Well, we should go in and find a way of letting the others know. But, you know, actually, your outhouse idea isn't a bad one. Going to the outhouse in groups would be a perfect opportunity to share information. Let's do a once around just to make sure that anyone keeping an eye on us would understand that we are, in fact, checking the perimeter one more time and looking for any holes in anything that might need to be filled in, or just, you know, keep an eye on it, because that's the way they'd come.
Yes.
That IQ roll was an eidetic memory roll.
Okay, what are you rolling to remember?
The faces of the people that we found in the bird humanoids, the kind of bird humanoids, lair where we horribly murdered that one.
Okay, where the they dragged all of the corpses as a larder, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what are you doing with that memory?
Comparing it to the wanted posters.
If you flip through enough of them, and since...
Oh, I'll go through the whole stack.
There's a few others that aren't in that stack. There's some under the, you know, slipped here and there. If you dig through them long enough, which there's a conversation, and then there's people walking around the outside and whatnot, so if you're taking your time, yes, you can find the... Honestly, if you dig far enough, there's a crumpled up one of Rufu as a much younger man, and there's Axe Spit, and there's the other one who was what I named that other one. Give me half a sec. Cheryl. There's Cheryl and there's Axe Spit. Cheryl is also one that looks a fair amount younger and is under the, you know, it's one that looks like it's basically been discarded.
Okay. I'm putting some things together here. Is there one for Buck's friend whose name I can't remember, the Rufu's nephew?
Wade? Yes.
Wade.
There's one there, and...
And that wasn't one of the faces in the...
That was not a face that you've seen.
Okay. But now I remember his face.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least...
Looks like a kind of skinny...
The reproduction equivalent of his face.
Yeah. Looks like kind of scrawny kid of, oh, you don't know, maybe 17.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the ages they've been out again, here a while.
Mm-hmm. Younger than the actual person was suggested to be.
Yeah. But so is the picture of Rufu there.
Yeah. No,
I'm
putting together a picture in my mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Ellie is constructing a mind palace.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like a
mind Fort Rufu.
Yeah, kind of.
By the way, I appreciate that it's just a matter of how the map was built. But if we take a look at the outhouse icon, it is in fact smaller than the icon for Ran so that Ran is in fact covering the entire outhouse when Ran stands in the same block.
The outhouse is one that I actually patched into that. It has to be, and it was made as a character because there wasn't one on the map originally. So I thought there should be.
That's fair.
I figured as much when I realized I couldn't click on the door to open it. The door is a picture of a Foundry VTT door.
Yes.
It is the equivalent of the train tunnel painted on the side of a mountain.
Yes, yes, it is.
Question.
Yes?
Does this fireplace have an opening on this level?
Yes. The hearth here actually goes through so that you can see both. You can see through to the other end there. And there is a fire in it that's not like hugely blazing.
Ah.
It's part of how Antuxa was able to hear so well. What were you hoping for?
Well, if I can't search the fireplace while people are awake, then I guess I should come back down here in the night and check it while people are asleep.
That is a possible thing to do. Whoops, why did I had Sen selected? Sorry about that, Sen. Let me just finish. Ran is checking the outhouse, feeling himself for the worst. There are no hearts in there. It's a perfectly normal outhouse.
Well,
there's bugs in the
which
rafters.
Means there's still some stealing.
Well, yeah, there is that. It's so primitive.
Well, nothing's died in there recently, probably.
Good dear, sir. So
I'll come back downstairs when it's appropriate.
Okay, whenever you wish, yeah. Probably the pacing around the house and whatnot will take a certain amount of time since...
Yeah, I just wasn't sure how long paging through the stack will take.
As you come down, Rufu is doing a certain amount of, I'd love to stay up the whole night, but kind of old here. I'm getting tired. Gonna go up to bed myself, I think. You make yourselves at home here. There's a couch in the other room. You could throw down some bedrolls if you got them. And there's some beds up in the upper room there that ain't mine. Don't worry, I'll just lock my door so you don't barge in on me. You all have a good, fine night.
How long did it take us to get here?
It took several hours, like, you know, about 8 or 9.
Okay. The better part of a day, then.
The better part of a 24-hour day.
Okay.
I'll take the couch.
You do that. You sure about that? You sure about that, young Twi'lek?
Of course. Couldn't ask anyone else to.
Well, of course you could. Of course you could.
Actually.
But it's all up to you. I ain't making you do what you don't want it to. Never a good idea. And Tuxa made a hearing success by 9, okay? What are you hearing, Antuxa?
Is Rufu saying this before I come down the stairs?
You are at the top of... You're probably heading towards the stairs. You could hear it. He's not being quiet about it. He's talking in a fairly normal to slightly loud tone. He seems... Well, let's just give a roll here. He seems sincere, Sen.
Somehow, that's weirder than if he didn't.
If he's coming up the stairs, then I am going to go invisible.
All right. Okay. I am going to... switch to the second floor briefly.
And Tuxa thinks that she's being deceptive, but we can all see right through her.
Yeah.
Let's make sure this has the correct... Yep, okay. He comes up the stairs. You two are not technically on here, so I'm going to move your counters to the stairs. Comes upstairs, takes key out of his pocket, unlocks the door, goes through the door, and closes the door.
Is there any room for me to squeeze through before he closes the door?
Door is opening outwards. He walks through it and is pulling it closed behind him. You're accomplished with being an invisible person. You would not like to try to nip in while the door is closing like that.
Could I nip in while the door is opening?
Probably not easily.
Then I am just going to take a look around while I can.
Okay. I will open the door and you can see what you can see in there.
Okay. It's just a bare bones.
It's spacious.
It's a large but bare room. There's heaps of stuff here and there that look like, clothes that, spread out maybe to dry or something, or just tossed on the ground because he doesn't want to deal with them. There's a bed. The bed is unmade. There's, the same stools that are made out of scraps and table that's made out of scraps.
Okay.
It's a fairly barren room, but not in the way it's got piles of things here and there, mostly clothing, rags, looks like. No dead bodies that you can see.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I was expecting, but that wasn't quite it.
You hear creaking noises as he walks over a short way that's probably to the bed, and more creaking noises, and probably lies down.
Okay. Then I will head back down the stairs.
Okay. I will reactivate the downstairs. And I will.
By the way, this wasn't in the audio recording, but I do appreciate the idea that as Rand was taking a steady pace around, Buck was waiting a while, looking around, and then rushing to catch up. As you press the arrow keys over and over and over again to move Buck around.
Uh-huh.
I want that to be canon. Right.
Indeed. Perfectly reasonable.
Also, I don't like that Ran is finding himself liking Buck.
Sorry about
and Tuxa
that.
Is too, and it's new to her as well.
If he grew more of a spine... that's what Ran is hoping that Buck will do at some point. And even if Buck turns on them, Ran would be like, well done. I'm so proud of you. I am going to have to cut you in half now, though. But understand, I am very proud that this is the last choice you've made. That is not canon unless the GM makes it be canon.
We shall see if Buck develops a spine or not. He does not seem to be very spining right now.
If you can't develop your own spine, store-bought is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or just rip it out of whatever horrible corpse has been dismembered and left in the outhouse this time.
Indeed.
I didn't know it.
No, the things with the bows did it. We've already had that discussion.
Manda and Kenso are going to follow everyone up, follow each other up to the upstairs because they have heard that there are beds and, they're kind of tired. Therefore, they're heading upstairs too.
That's fair.
Buck is sort of going to sit at one of the chairs on the table, acting like he doesn't quite know where he's supposed to go. No one has told him where to go. And look kind of pathetic. And you lot can discuss matters amongst yourselves as you wish.
Buck, there's...
Yes, sir?
We've had a very long day.
Yes, sir.
And there's a bed upstairs.
Is it okay if I take one of the beds then?
Oh, of course. And make sure that the other two are up to date on our security precautions.
Good idea, sir. You can wake me up for, a watch after I get a little sleep, maybe?
I'll let the others know.
Yes, sir. He will limp his footsore way up to the upstairs, along with everybody else. You three are all downstairs now, I assume. Well, who knows where Antuxa is? She's invisible.
So, We're in agreement that our friend Rufu isn't what he seems, right?
Yeah.
In fact, I would go so far to suggest that our friend Rufu isn't Rufu.
Even Buck was picking up on it.
As odd as that sounds, something has created him. I begin to wonder. I got that same sense of clay from the bird thing. And again, it seems odd to say, but I wonder if we haven't met our friend Wade after all.
I was following you up until now, and I seem to be on a different planet at this part of the conversation. When did we make that jump?
You think Wade, the one making all these clay guys?
No, I think that some part of Wade may have been used to create that bird.
Sorry, out of character question. Did I forget us meeting Wade and
you
Wade being a clay guide? Clay guy?
Nope. You have not. You have not met Wade at all.
Okay. No. But both yes. Rufu and the bird, when Antuxa psychometried them, she got that sense of them being part clay. Like they had been formed. Rather than being natural.
Putting these two together, Ran is more likely to think that if there is a part of one that's been moved to another one, then barring an interaction with Wade, like a established Wade, that it's more likely that the bird and Rufu are related. And if there was a swap, or a transference, it was from Rufu to the bird or the other way around.
Well, that's quite possible. And that would explain why it keeps saying Foose.
Maybe
that's all it can say.
Original Rufu was messing around with that book, right?
Right. And there's something off in the distance that's, well, horrible. Reminds me of the Dark Temple.
Ooh, lovely. So, here's my thought. Man's not Force-sensitive. He's playing around with stuff. We know there's other Force users on the planet. Maybe he goes and talks to them.
Yes. Although, that Zabrak we spoke to was a Force user as well. Mm-hmm. Or at least Force-sensitive. And he didn't seem to know anything about it. Odder and odder.
He sure didn't like Rufu, though.
Was it Sea Otter or River Otter?
Crash, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I was making a bad joke about Sea Otter or River Otter.
One of each. Otter and Otter.
What was EO saying when I was making the bad joke?
That the Force user we met didn't like Rufu.
Although, to be fair, that's because Rufu worked as a slave catcher for the Hutts.
Yeah. And, I mean, we don't know that whoever's doing this stuff, doesn't disapprove of that.
That's true. Although, we do know that the Zabraks here all either are or were slaves. At least, as far as the briefing document said. Mm-hmm. I suspect, hear me out, that Rufu and Wade and Buck and many others used to be slaves to the Hutts.
Seems and pretty likely.
They entered into an agreement after they escaped that instead of going back to slavery, they would help capture further escaped slaves.
Seems accurate for Rufu, but didn't some of the stuff indicate he wasn't really working with Wade? And Wade had too many Zabrak friends?
Yes, there was some sort of schism.
Didn't say anything about Zabrak friends with Wade. They weren't getting along for some reason.
No.
There was a thing about one of the notes said something about too many Zabraks.
Too many Zabraks around Rufu's house.
Oh.
I misremembered that, too. I was all set to agree with you.
Let me get the original scribbly here.
Well then.
Yeah. It was the one. It was a partly written one to Rufu from Wade. Complain bitterly about the Zabrax around your home, showing being around your home. That was all he did, was complain.
Gotcha. Well, I have a bold suggestion. While everybody else is upstairs and sleeping, what do you say we do a bit of ransacking?
I did want to check the fireplace.
I packed my best ransacking sack in my backpack for just such an occasion.
The fireplace is all yours, darling. I'll check the kitchen.
Yeah, that didn't go so well when I tried it. Careful with those cans.
Indeed. But
do we want to get the results of the ransacking, or do we want to ransack next week?
Is there a cliffhanger, oh my gosh, you find this moment? We've got a made it by 6 from Ran, a made it by 5 from Entuxa.
A made it by 7 from me.
Who's searching what? Let's see if there's a useful
Sen searching the fireplace.
I'm going through the kitchen and nearby common area.
Okay. Sen, the fireplace, you are absolutely sure, is not hiding anything weird in it. It has a chimney that does not have anything stuck up the chimney that you can tell except soot. The things that are being burned are normal wood type things from local plants, and no hearts, no dead bodies, no bird bones that you can find.
Not even a bucket of blood.
No buckets of blood. There's a few things that look like they might have spilled from somebody heating stuff over the fire instead of trying to use something that eats up power cells. Ran, what are you looking in?
I'm not looking in.
Okay.
I'm thinking about secret doors. Now, this map doesn't allow for a lot of hidden spaces on it. If we're talking X-axis, I'm thinking Y-axis.
You're trying to look for trapdoors?
Yes, but also keeping an eye looking up, like, is there another way that someone would be able to go from second floor to first floor or the other way around? But more focusing on going down than up.
You are not finding anything that looks like a trapdoor. You do find a few spots that look like maybe there's some spots of blood here and there.
Ooh. Well, he must have caught himself
shaving. Like somebody came in here bleeding.
In the common
area. Not like a body was dragged, but like somebody came in who was bleeding.
Bleeding profusely, or, oh, I cut my finger, I've got to go in and get a Band-Aid. A space Band-Aid.
Between those. Not someone who was bleeding out or bleeding horribly, but someone who was bleeding moderately, nastily, but was like wearing clothes that mostly caught it.
So they likely still have all their fingers.
Yes, but they might have a chunk out of them or something.
Okay.
And Tuxa, you go digging around, dig through here, dig through there. Oh, look, this is almost not expired. Maybe it's expired like a few months ago. And what's in this cabinet? Oh, look, here's some, you know, forks and spoons and things that have been carved to be forks and spoons. And oh, what's this? Huh, there's some paper in here. Well, what do you know? Another note. And I'm going to show this note.
Goodie.
Let's see if I can upload here a file.
Did I find the thing you thought we might not find?
Yes. Yes, you did. Thank you. You found.
I have found the worst GIF of milk.
Oh, no.
Look at the labeling.
Chunky style. No, I'm not looking at that. Dagnabbit, that's the wrong.
They're chewing.
One
it.
Moment, let me make this.
Yeah, I don't know how to open a PXD file.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. Let me get the.
I know how to open a PSD file. Use GNU Image Manipulation Program.
That's a Pixelmator one. Where'd that?
I know how to open a PSD file.
There we go.
Oh, it was a PXD?
Yeah.
Oh, then probably VLC media player.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am going to delete the chunky milk GIF because I have played myself.
Yeah.
You have played yourself and now you're feeling glum. The note, which is kind of stained and it's on, it looks like it's on the back of a flimsy that was some wanted poster or other that has an X on it. It says, Kane, found another Thornhead, his leg all wrecked up like mine. Shot him, but he didn't die. Does Hut Malin pay for wounded? Please confirm before he eats more. Rufu D.
Oh my word, there have been three other Rufus before this one. That is not canon. Rand doesn't say that.
And Tuxa makes IQ by one.
Is Kane a name I know?
When you were flipping through those wanted posters, a lot of them had a, you know, if found, please report to so-and-so minion. Well, not minion, but they had different titles for Hut such and such. And Kane, you have the edetic there. Kane is the point of contact for Hut Malin and runaways, escapees, whatever.
Well, the others will want to see this, I'm certain. Oh, but before I do.
Just made it. You have an impression of the person who made the notes in that book up above. Well, that's now in somebody's backpack as the writer and not the clay in darkness one.
Okay, so freelance non-union employee reacquisition department or FNUERA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, freelance. If you decide that you can create an acronym with letters in the middle of the word, it's FNORD. Thank you, Ellie. I do appreciate that. But I like FNUERA better because it sounds like a failed health drink. Oh, no.
Yes.
Specifically, a failed bottled water company.
FNUERA.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yes. They put more water in the water than their competitors. So that's how you know you're getting your money's worth. Matter of fact, because they put more water in the water, that actually increases its weight. They're selling heavy water.
Oh, no.
And this is why they went under. Because it wasn't radioactive, but they were advertising it as heavy water. And the people who wanted to purchase it were more disappointed than the people who thought it was radioactive and a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I am actually going to do the same thing. Wait a minute and psychometrize it again.
Missed by one.
That fails. So I'm just going to go present it to the others.
Rand, you're pretty sure that there are no trapdoors in the floor or the ceiling. There might be a few tiny little compartments that you've found that have, like, you know, credit sticks in them.
Well,
but
I couldn't find a single trapdoor.
To remember something?
Sure.
I couldn't even find enough blood to fill a bucket.
Good. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Which implies I did find blood.
Yeah, that's somehow not a surprise. Did that Zabrak who warned us have an injured leg?
Give me...
Oh, excellent question.
An IQ roll. You didn't see him walking. He stepped out from behind the post and, well, from behind the rocks there. And he talked to you while standing. And then he stepped back around the rock pile and vanished.
Well, we certainly don't know anyone who's force sensitive and has the ability to disappear, do we?
Indeed. With
I don't know who you mean.
With the rolls that you made, you couldn't be sure that he did or didn't have an injured leg, but yeah, made by two. He was not doing anything that would have stressed a leg that had been healed recently. You know, a healing leg. He nothing that he did would have been very stressful for it that you could see. So it is certainly not ruled out that he might have had an injured leg.
Sin, perhaps you might have some more success with this note. I couldn't get much more than real Rufu wrote it.
All right. I spend 4 fatigue.
Plus 4. Okay. Made by 5. You get the impression that someone looking like, you know, the flashes in your mind are of someone looking like the Rufu you've been talking to. But there's something a bit different there. And you feel spite in that note. It was written in something of a dull, long-held hatefulness.
Sinone will relay that.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Resentment of the Hutts, a quest to improve one's own power, even at the expense of having to deal with dark forces.
Not a horrible. It's just the Hutts is resentment.
Oh, certainly. The Hutts. Anybody who contributed to his being in this situation.
Yeah, maybe.
Personally, if I had to live here and there wasn't a Gala for 100 miles, I would be resentful too.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a working comm station, you send out a few invitations. There's ample parking.
Speaking of which,
you have
there
not
was
looked
supposed
up
to be a there comm. Was supposed to be a comm here, wasn't there?
Does not appear to be downstairs.
If there is one, it's likely locked up in his room.
Probably true. I got a brief look, but there was a corner I couldn't see.
Also, before anyone asks, I checked the outhouse already.
Hey, I have a question.
Hmm?
Can I use my mechanical aptitude force power to try to sense for
batteries? Electrical sense? I think that's a reasonable thing to do with it.
And that would be perception rather than IQ.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be rolling the skill perception based. Made by 3. You can feel, especially if you're going to be wandering around the downstairs, and I assume wandering around the downstairs.
Yep.
You can find the little batteries, the power cells for that are in the kitchen here and there, the drip coffee. Well, it's more like it drips because it's just kind of, you know, leaky, but yeah. There's some of the power cells that are above you, from above the kitchen in that little library room from the data pads. And yeah, around the east side of the fireplace, there's something that's a bit stronger. Might even have some solar panels or something that lead up to something has power upstairs. Not a lot, but you wouldn't expect that in a comm unit.
It's in his room.
Well then, tomorrow perhaps we should make a point of gaining entry. I wonder who we know who's very good at gaining entry into rooms they're not supposed to be in.
Oh no, don't lightsaber this one open.
You know, I feel like that might be a good place to end it.
That is the best line to end it on, I think. To which Rand is just going to give a smirk that may or may not be identical to the one in his character art.
So, now that we've found where something's plugged in, who's got something they want to plug?
Not me. My lightsaber's already fully charged.
Eo, doesn't your mom write a book?
Yes, a
she
book.
She does. She does write books.
And where can you find it?
At elizabethmccoy.com.
Dash there now.
Library.
If you ask your local library, it's an ebook.
And speaking of websites,
if you want to get more of these podcasts, you can go to aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel to find all the RSS feeds for the 4 different campaigns we've got going on right now. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, follow is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to be financial supporters, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shen Shen, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, okay, so look, Rufu's real weird. And that fellow Ren said, I should tell you. And that's a story you've all heard before. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Sleep
apologies
well.
Apologies for the coughing. I think I inhaled a bit of hair.
Oh, no.
Do not inhale hair.
Hair is not for breathing.
Don't eat the hair. Don't breathe the hair even less.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.